And today's daf is daf chof. And let's just review once again, because we're only in the middle of the sugya. We learned it one way yesterday, and we're going to learn it the opposite way today. So let's just take a look from the beginning. This is on the Yotes Amid Beis. So if you take a look five lines up, so your Marukva gets a message that Adar is always going to be chaser when it's near Nisan, whether it's a normal Adar, whether it's an Adar Sheni, the way we do it. But that this was true even Al Pi Ar-Ri'iyah. This wasn't a message about the calendar, because there was no calendar at that time. But Lamaisa, it's saying that that's the way we're going to make it work out. So if that's the case, this, by the way, this is a general, what Ramati just raised is a general thing to keep in mind. That a lot of the klolim that we find in the Gemara may be applicable to the calendar when we have it all worked out from advance. But it doesn't mean that the sugyas necessarily end up paskening that lahalacha, because they're talking about b'shas the re'iyah. B'shas the re'iyah were deicha many of the issues that are now embedded in our calendar, because when we have the luxury of defining everything up front, so then of course we can make them work out with any problems. But when you're dealing with kiddush al pi re'iyah, then you run into all these other issues, as we'll see today.
Yeah, you can't make a chaser about the re'iyah. Well, you could make that.
Maybe you can. We'll see.
To see it.
We'll see. Anything is possible. Lots of surprises to come. So therefore, Tainet, Rav Nachman, that something's funny about this from our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Al shnei chadashim mechalalin et haShabbat al Nisan v'al Tishrei." Explain to me why the Mishnah says that we will be mechalal Shabbos, and the witness who sees the chodesh should come into Bezin and be mechalal Shabbos for Nisan and Tishrei. I understand the purpose of such a thing. Okay, mainly you're going to tell me that sometimes Adar some of Lanisan could be Mole, and sometimes it could be Chaser. So Mimela, we need to be Kaveya the Chedesh Bismana, so that it's necessary to go out for the Tikkun of Pesach, for us to go out and to be Makadish. But if you're going to tell me that we already know, basically, when Rosh Chodesh Nisan is, because we always know that it's Chaser. So then if that's the case, what would be the point of being Mechal Shabbos for no reason? If the Edom don't show up, Bezdin is going to be Makadish the Chodesh anyway, in order to make sure that it's Chaser. So what do we need to be Mechal Shabbos for? That's true. But Mishum de Mitzvah Lekadesh shall be Ari'iyah. But since there is a Mitzvah of a Chodesh Hazelachem means that Bezdin has a responsibility to look not only at the possibilities, but also to be Mekabel Edus. Thank you. The Mekabel Edus where they actually saw the moon. So that becomes a type of thing that is incumbent on everybody who sees it. Therefore, it's a Negeah Chilushah. The other approach is today's approach. This is what we did yesterday. Yikidi on the other side was just the opposite. Rav Nachman didn't attack the mimer that was sent to Marukva, that always the Chodesh Adar Somuch L'Nisan is always Chasa. On the contrary, in this approach, Rav Nachman tried to prove that it was correct from the Mishnah. Because he says, Afana Nami Tanina. If you take a look at our Mishnah, the Mishnah says, Al Shnei Chodashim Mechalalin Et HaShabbat Al Nisan V'Al Tishrei. So now, the only reason that this makes sense is, I Amit Bishleim Al Yolam Chaser. Shumachi Mechalalin the Mitzvah L'Kadei Shal Pi Ari'iyah. If you're going to tell me that, look, Bezdin has no choice but to be Mekadesh the 30th day in order to make sure that the Chodesh is Chaser, because we need, it's our responsibility to see that the Chodesh should be Chaser. So that means that if the Bezdin sees that witnesses are not coming, they're going to have to act in the absence of those witnesses. Okay, then it's very important to get those witnesses out there, because that way they're going to enable the Bezdin to be Mekadeh shall be Ari'iyah. So therefore, Mishum Hachi Mechalalina, the Mitzvah Kadeh shall Ari'iyah. Fine. But if you hold differently than the Maimon that was sent to Maruch, and you would say, no, sometimes Adar, some of Nisan, will be Mole. So then don't be Mechal Shabbos and let it be Mole. What's the problem? So you want to be now Mekadosh al Pi Ari'iyah? Fine, be Mekadosh al Pi Ari'iyah. Be Mekadosh al Pi Ari'iyah the 31st day. So show up in Bezdin a day later. What is so bad about that? So I amrit bishlem leon b'chotzim shumachim b'chalalinan the mitzvah kadoshal yeah, they're going to do it without you. Ela I amrit zimnin molei zimnin b'chotzim. If you told me that actually it varies by the year, amay b'chalalinan, what would be the point of being b'chalal Shabbos? Na abrei ha'idna, go ahead and let Adar become 30 days, and then nikachel machar, and let the Edom come the next day, and they'll say, we saw the moon, and Bezdin will say, oh, wonderful, they saw the moon. We can now be Makadosh
L'Chodesh. You do it without them, though, wouldn't you?
But we're only, we would do it, but we're looking for Kiddush HaPi
Ariya. You have to bring Edom for the second day.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's not what you should ask. You should ask, you're bringing Edom for the second day when they saw the moon for the first day. They saw the wrong moon. According to this, Bezdin would be Makadosh HaPi Ariya that actually should have been Makadosh from the day before.
It's a kosher can. Versus
no,
the moon.
No, there's a big machlok is showing him how to learn this.
These guys didn't see the night before.
They did. They just didn't show up. That's the problem. So we're saying, so don't let them not show up. So they won't come to Bezdin. They'll come the next day. So say, so the Chodesh will be Mali. So you said, Itim Mali, Itim Chasa. That's what you said. I, Mitzvah, Kaddish, I'll be a Re'iyah. There will be a Re'iyah. What's your problem? Let there be a Re'iyah. It'll be an Edus of a previous Re'iyah that Bezdin didn't get around to be Mekadosh until a day later.
Well, it doesn't say, or they didn't see it. You see, the second day,
they didn't see it, then we're not talking about going and being Mechallel Shabbos.
It's okay.
Yes, that's true. That's a very important point. That's not a joke, because that's the union of Edus, is instant replay. So Lamaisa, the Re'iyah, when the Re'iyah was, according to this approach, which is Rashi's approach, according to this, doesn't matter when the Re'iyah is. A Re'iyah, the nature of the Edus of Re'iyah is simply to allow Bezdin to see the moon that they're being Makadosh, because that's what Edus is, instant replay. That's the nature of Edus. So Memela, if the Dayanim see the new moon, the only way they can see the new moon now is Gufa by being made, to have somebody being made. As we'll see later on. So therefore, it doesn't matter. Let them replay it 2 days later. And at that point, there'll be Mekadosh HaPi Ariya. Now, there is an alternative approach. The alternative approach is, and this is the Rambam Shita Bichlal, it's very nagia further on in the sugya, that you can be Mekadosh the Chodesh ex post facto. In other words, you can come 5 days after Rosh Chodesh, when the Chodesh before was Malek, and the Edim finally get the Bezdin, and now they say, but we saw it the day before. Bezdin can now cancel the Ibur HaChodesh by being Ma'aber 5 days later.
Retroactively,
so that Rosh Chodesh was actually a day before. According to this, the question then in the Gemara would be, let Adar be temporarily Mu'ubar. So, but that's only, of course, if Adar can be Mu'ubar. If Adar can't be Mu'ubar, then we're going to have no choice but to be Mekadosh it. Bedafka Chaser. But if you don't mind, so fine, if you don't mind, so let it be Mu'ubar. What's the problem? You'll say, but well, what do you mean? I saw the moon tonight. For okay, so be Mekadosh it ex post facto. What's so bad about that?
What happens to the
Kabbalah? That's a, in you can say, it's interesting. What happens to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? What if you would do this in Tishrei? So in Achinami, there are shitas in the Rishonim, not in the Rishonim, according to Minchas Chinuch speaks out, that even those shitas that hold this ex post facto works, it only works because of Abba. It ex post facto in terms of, okay, how do we view the rest of the month, the Moedim that are coming, but it doesn't change Moedim that were Kavua, Alpi, the Re'iyah, that was, Alpi, the Kiddush of Bezdin, that was at that time, or even the default position that was at that time.
Rosh Hashanah had already done it anyway.
Yeah, but the point is we're giving Bakalka. Yeah, exactly, and it works. So, I mean, according to this, it turns out that Adkidei Kach, the Moedim are dependent in Bezdin, that there could be some Moedim based on one Kiddush HaChodesh during the month, and other Moedim during the same month based on another Kiddush HaChodesh, and that doesn't bother us. Because we don't need a consistency in terms of the month, we only need a relationship of the Kiddush of the Moedim to an extent Kedusha of the Rosh Chodesh, that's all.
So any way we make it.
Any way we make it, exactly. That's the whole point, that the whole thing is essentially artificial in the sense that it's up to Bezdin. We'll see later on that this is Atem Afilu Mutaim, even if Bezdin made a mistake. So then it's a Chodesh Lachem no matter what. So here, it can even be variable.
So it's not Chodesh Lachem, so if you can
Exactly. That's the Gemara's cash.
It's possible to have. We said that on to bring it a chaser, come on Shabbos is okay, but to come on, if it was a mullah, we also said they come on Shabbos?
In a regular month?
In a month that's full. It's not from back in 30 days.
If we're come on Shabbos? At this point in the Gemara, if we're being Mechal Shabbos in order to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Kiddush Al Pi Ha'Ra'iyah, the answer is yes, as we're about to see. You have to wait. Please wait. We're about to see this.
But in the sixth perspective, instead of having 9 days in Rosh Hashanah before you get actually 10 days.
Okay. So now, there's an obvious, glaring problem with this approach of the Gemara, which makes absolutely no sense at all. And that is, if the point of the Adams being the Chal of Shabbos is because Mitzvah L'Kadosh Al Pi Ha'Ra'iyah, that it's nonsensical to distinguish between Nisan and Tishrei and any other month. Exactly the same. What do you mean, Al Shnei Chadashim B'Chalalim Nisan Shabbos? A L'maisa. The Gemara could have pointed this out at this moment. It waits until later first to work out all of the issues that are involved in Reb Nachman. But we'll get to this in the end. To show that it can't, it's completely wrong. So now, if this is the case, says the Gemara, that I now have a proof, Lechora, that indeed, because it's if I would have an alternative of either Malay or Chaser, why would I need to be Mechal Shabbos? Answers the Gemara, or not answers, in this version, we're being Deicha, the Raya of Reb Nachman, to the Shalakle of Makukha, they're saying, you can't bring a riot from here. You jumped at a conclusion. You jumped to a conclusion that the witnesses had seen the moon to make it chaser. How do you know that's the case? Maybe Adarabba, as Moshe Baruch's case, is the case. But actually, this was the last day they had seen it on to be Makadish the 31st, not the 30th. Therefore, so the Ikla Yom Shloshim B'Shabbos Hachinami. Very nice. If the 30th day came out on Shabbos, maybe we would put it off. So put it off, so let them come Sunday. Problem over here is the 31st came out on Shabbos. And therefore, they've got to get to Beis Din fast, because otherwise there won't be any way to be Mekadosh Al Pi Ha'Ra'iyah. So therefore, since it's a mitzvah, Mekadosh Al Pi Ha'Ra'iyah, now is the last possible day. And who's to say that the case was that that we wouldn't allow it to be Mulber and so on? So when it says Mechalalin, it's talking about that we didn't see the moon on the 30th. It saw Dafka on the 31st. If we don't go, then obviously, now that is a nerve. Look at that. Richie takes one quick sail off a lot, and already they take a seat. Oh my goodness. Welcome home, Richard.
Thank you.
How's it, boys? We'll take this opportunity to greet our friends in Johannesburg now that Richie walked in.
And the thing, how long will the Beis Din wait to see if Adam's on the second day?
We'll see. Okay. So this is the last. If they can't. Well, however long they're going to wait, he can't come on Shabbos unless he mechallel Shabbos. Fine. Yeah. So Hachlu Ma'askin Hikolei Yom Shloshim Ve'Echad B'Shabbos. Since it's a mitzvah, Kadosh Al Pi Ha'Ra'iyah. At least that's what we're assuming, and that's the reason that we're being mechallel Shabbos. So Mamela, everything works out, but it's still not a raya that we're going to necessarily make the Chodesh Chosef, not a rabbi, and make the Chodesh Mole. Now, it sounds like we're caught in the middle of wild riots. Okay. I'm not sure which is worse, the drilling or the screams of the orcs. It's something. Now, Moshe Rav Kana asks the obvious question. Kisha Migdash Kayam Mechalalin Afakulam Ipneta Kanata Korban. Now, it says later on that during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, then we would go to be Mechal Shabbos on each and every one of the months in order that the Korban that we bring on Rosh Chodesh, the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh should be brought at the proper time. So what is that telling you, my friend? So if it wouldn't be for that, so midakulu lav mishum the mitzvah kadesh al ariyah. So it's not saying we'll be mechalo because it's a mitzvah kadesh al ariyah. It's saying we'll be mechalo for the takanas hakorban. Why don't you just say the simple thing? Say we want, instead of waiting around and having a default position of kiddush which causes us problem, what we want to do is have the Beidim come at the time that they can be Makadish now, at a time that we're going to be able to bring the carbon bismana and so on. All you had to say was, mitzvah l'kadosh al-pi ariyah, that's good enough reason. So clearly it's not a good enough reason. So midakulu lav mishum the mitzvah l'kadosh al-ariyah. All the other months, it's not a good enough reason to be l'kadosh al-pi ariyah to be b'chal Shabbat. So obviously that's not the reason for Nisan and Tishrei either, is it now? So Nisan and Tishrei nami lav mishum the mitzvah l'kadosh al-ariyah. Okay, so let's get rid of that now. Forget about this whole discussion of Reb Nachman. There's no such thing as being b'chal Shabbat in order to be l'kadosh al-pi ariyah. Forget it. Entire assumption was wrong. So now let's get back to thinking about the sugi correctly. The way what we should say is therefore this. So if you're going to tell me that I have an option, that sometimes Adar Samach L'Nisan could be 29 days, that sometimes it could be 30 days, Mishum Hachi Mechal Alinan, let's get back to our original point. Now, I'd like you to try to explain this now. Because if Lamaisa, we're going to be Makadish anyway, because it's always Chaser. So even if the Edim do not show up, we're still going to end up doing the same thing. The only possible difference is that it's a mitzvah to be Makadish al pi ariyah, and we see for that we're not Mechal Shabbos. So then we should have a takana. Bezdin should say, look, never be Mechal Shabbos for Nisan. Because we know when Nisan is. We're going to make sure when Nisan is. Because Adar is always Chaser. Now I'd like to see you get out of that one. To Yufta, you're right. I know how to get out of that one. Now here is another example, by the way, of the phenomena I spoke about a moment ago. To Rav Mati, in our calendar, this is the din, even though it's a Tiyufta. Because right now we have indeed the luxury of fixing things up. That we should have this, that it should be Le'olam Chaser and Achinami. But that doesn't mean that when you have Kiddush Al Pi Ariyah, that was the way it was. And of course, we have a right to do whatever we want with the Okay. Kiyasa Ula Omar. Now here comes the big issue that is one of the most fundamental parts of our calendar, again, nowadays. Doesn't mean necessarily that we're left with this in terms of the halacha in the Gemara. But when Ula came to Bavel, he said, Ibrua le'elul. They made this elul me'ubar. So that Elul was 30 days, and therefore you've got the Rosh Hashanah problem. You have to have a second day of Rosh Hashanah, basically, and count it from the next day. Omar Ulan. Well, whatever it was. I mean, it changes the whole month, obviously.
Even
yeah.
A month later
he came, about it? Yeah. So, Omar Ula, do Yadei Chavrin Bavlayim Aitivusa Avdinam Ba'adayut. I wonder if our dear friends over here in Bava are aware of how kind we are to them, that we did this, or whether they just blithely move on as if the world is coming to them. Huh? This you call a favor? My tevus, I understand. If we wouldn't have this problem of worrying about an Elul Me'uber, we also wouldn't have a problem of 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. I mean, these kind of gifts I can do without, no? I mean, so what's my tivusa? Oh, the tivusa is like this, says Ula. Tivusa is Mishum Yarkaya. What about all those vegetarians out there? Now tell me, what are they going to eat? What's the problem? The problem is that if, and here is how we get into our Lo Adu Rosh, which is a very fundamental klal of when we allow a year to fall. So we will not allow Rosh Hashanah to come out on an Aleph, a Yom Rishon, or on a Dalet, a Wednesday, a Yom Revi'i, or on an Erev Shabbos on a Vav. Why is this? So in real terms, what the Gemara is saying, we'll end up having two different shitas which converge, is that we end up having two problems if we do this. If Rosh Hashanah comes out on a Sunday, what day will Sukkot be?
Sunday,
because it's the 15th, right? Obviously it's going to have to be on a Sunday too, but if it's a Sunday, usually Sunday comes out right after Shabbos.
Normally.
So because of that, they caught me. How do you like that? It's changed it all. They weren't supposed to ever call again, and they caught me. bank. It always happens. So if that happened and Shabbos comes out before Sunday, then it turns out that you're not going to have any fresh veggies for Yontif. Now that would be terrible. And not only that, but if now Rosh Hashanah comes out on an Erev Shabbos, when will the first day of Sukkot be? Ooh, Erev Shabbos. Now usually Erev Shabbos comes out right before Shabbos. In which case, you're not going to have now any fresh veggies for Shabbos. On Shabbos? It's Yontif. It's not a full moon. Yontif. Yeah, but it's Yontif. How do you pick? How do you pick?
Who are we talking about? The people in Bavel?
We're talking about everybody, obviously, but nonetheless, we're going to get there. Wait, have patience. Gemara's going to say, why Bavel? It's fine. But Lamaisa, in order to avoid this problem, for all the New Age vegetarians in Bavel, I mean, Eretz Yisrael, they're old-fashioned. So because of that, we do them this tremendous favor to allow them to have fresh vegetables, either on a Shabbos after a Yontif, or on a Yontif after a Shabbos. So that explains the olive and the vav. But what explains the dalet? Why can't Rosh Hashanah come out on a Wednesday? Well, if Rosh Hashanah comes out on a Wednesday, what day is Yom Kippur?
Friday.
Correct. Yom Kippur usually comes out on the 10th of the month. Oh, exactly. We'll get to that. Which means that now you're going to have two holy days in a row, and we don't like high holy days. Why? Because if somebody dies on the high holy day, he can't be buried until after the 2 days are passed, because we don't bury the dead either on Shabbos or on Yom Kippur. Now, that wouldn't apply to Yontif, because on a Yontif, you can have Goyim burying the dead. But on a Shabbos, and or Yom Kippur, we can't. Therefore, in order to avoid a Bizoyon of the Meit, we want to make sure that we don't have 2 days of non-burial in a row. Now, the New York Burial Society has not discovered this rule, and therefore they go on strike anyway. But basically, according to the Gemara, you're not allowed to go on strike for more than one day. You haven't heard those horrible stories? Horrible stories.
That's right.
And never on a Sunday. So now the question is, as Julian just raised, actually, I mean, the Vav is the same reason. Because if the Dalet brings Yom Kippur out on Erev Shabbos, then the Vav brings Yom Kippur out on Sunday. In which case, you don't need the issue, really, of the Vav when it comes to Shabbos before Yontif or Yontif before Shabbos. You only need it for the Olive, because the Vav you're going to need in any event. Now, we'll see, because of that, the Rabbeinu Tam actually will change our girsa in order to avoid that problem in a moment. But Ula seems to ignore the problem of the burials, and he says, look, the great favor we did for them was to allow them to have fresh vegetables. Whereas, so that apparently they're saying, what Ula's saying is that in that year, if we had been Ma'aber Elul, so then we would have ended up with a problem of Rosh Hashanah coming out on a date that would not have allowed fresh vegetables. And the question is that a pre-Shabbos problem or a post-Shabbos problem? That, again, depends on the question that Julian just raised. Because if Lamaisa were talking about coming out on an Erev Shabbos, you don't need to come on to this forum, as we'll see. Rav Acha bar Chanina Amar Mishum Beitaya, that the problem was that they were going to end up not being able to bury someone who had died on the Shabbos before Yom Kippur, or the Yom Kippur before Shabbos, we'll see. What would be the difference between the two approaches, Ula or Rav Acha bar Chanina? Ike Beinayu, Yom Kippur Shechaliot Achara Shabbat. If Yom Kippur comes out on the day after Shabbos, so then if your concern is for the Meitim, Samandi Amar Mishum Ma'abrim. But this is a problem, because that would mean that it was a vav, right? It was an Erev Shabbos. Mandi Omar Mishum Yerekaya. If the problem over here is for veggies, okay, when do you need the veggies? For Yom Kippur? That's when you need the veggies? That's your only problem. You're certainly not going to eat on Yom Kippur. So you're saying, well, I can't pick my veggies for Yom Kippur before Shabbos and have them still be fresh. I'm not going to eat them on Yom Kippur. So the only time I need the veggies is indeed at night. So it's opposite. So go out and pick them at night. So leimas kabayla luurta. Okay, so luurta tarachum aisa. Go out to the field and pick some fresh veggies. We don't have to make it that kind of for you under those circumstances. The man di omar mishum yerekaya laabre mishum meitaya. So wait a second. But if you hold that there's a problem of your akod, but certainly you're not denying that a problem of kavod amesis is just as important. I mean, Why would you ignore the problem of Kavod HaMeis? Why couldn't that be a reason to be Mahaber? So if anyway it's going to create a problem with Yom Kippur, what do you got to get onto the Yerakot issue for? But again, you're telling me you could pick veggies at night. No, so you're also going to tell me you could bury the dead at night. But by that time, the body's been lying around for 2 days. So obviously this is not a good nafkamina between them, because nobody in his right mind, if he's concerned for the vegetables, he's not going to be concerned for the dead. Ela ike beinayu yom tova somach l'shabbat, bein milafanel, bein milachareel. Now here's where the Rabbeinu Tam has to change the gears. The difference will be the problem of a yontif coming out either before Shabbos or after Shabbos. So if you hold there's a problem of yirakot, fine, problem yirakot, so then you would be ma'abr for that purpose. But if you hold that the problem is the dead, so what's the problem? Somebody dies on Shabbos and the next day is yontif, so you have to go and bury him. Somebody dies on yontif, they have to go and bury him that day. Because you're able to bury all your day, amamin. Not kedai to miss today. Come quickly back. Okay? So it's efshir ba'amami. You could always get goyim to do it. And lamad yomim mishum meitaya la'abri mishum yirekaya. And why can't we say that if you're concerned for the dead, I mean, why aren't you concerned for the irakot? Because you...
Couldn't be me.
The dead? The living dead? Efshir of the vegetable. There we go. Efshir b'chamimi. We're not concerned for vegetables because you can always rehydrate your dried vegetables by putting them into warm water in the pinch. And therefore, the veggies, memela, will survive. Now, as Rabbi Natan points out, to say bein milafaneha u bein milaachareha in the previous case doesn't really make any sense. Because if you have the words milafaneha, that would mean that you're going to have the same problem of the metaya, because then Yom Kippur is going to come out on Sunday. Because if it's a before, that means that it was a Friday for Rosh Hashanah, which made it a Friday for Sukkot Friday. But then that means that Yom Kippur came out on a Sunday. If Yom Kippur came out on a Sunday, you're going to have to worry about the Meitaya anyway. So therefore, why should what's the point of mentioning Bein Milfanel, Bein Milachareel? That wouldn't be an Afkamina. We're looking for an Afkamina B'nei. Okay? So this basically addresses that issue. Now, there is a sheet among the Rishonim Ran who says that Ein Hachinami, in the two Tirutzim, we were taking originally into consideration that we won't worry about veggies if we're worried about the Meitaya in this first Lashon. Okay. Yes, it's a concern because of the bittul of the Yom Arava at the time that we did it. We actually did it in the Beis Hamikdash. No, we spoke about it in certain debates. Okay, so therefore, what's an afkamina? Man yom mishum netaya. Where did I get to? Yeah. Huh? Where did I get? Sorry, because I restarted the thing. I lost my place. The first chamimi?
Yes.
Okay. So asks the Gemara. We said Ika benal yontav asabach b'shabes. Man yom mishum yirekaya ma'abrina. Man yishum mishum etaya efshe ba'amami. Laman yom mishum etaya la'abri mishum yirekaya efshe b'chamimi. Ihachi, ask the Gemara, if that's the present, saying we gave them a great gift. What do you mean we gave them a great gift? It's just as important for B'nai Eretz Yisrael as it is for B'nai Bavel not to run into these problems, correct? So Ihachi, mashna ledidan, afilo ledidhu nami. Why is this a gift for them in Bavel? Why wouldn't it be necessary for B'nai Eretz Yisrael also? Because ledidan lechovelon alma. Ledidhu lechovelon alma. Here in Bavel, because it's a valley, it's something that causes problems because of the heat. You've got the heat and the humidity down here. It really is very bad for the veggies and for the dead. But in Eretz Yisrael, where they have mountains and they have air, and nobody would live in Tel Aviv, so it must be that it's for them. It's not such a gift. Amy, is this true though? V'atani Rabba Bar Shmuel Yochol Kishem Shema'abrim Et Hashana L'Tzorah Kach Ma'abrim Et HaChodesh L'Tzorah. You might think, as we'll see later on, that there's an inyan of being ma'aber the year because the springtime is late and we need to do things to help agriculture and should be ready for its season and so on and so forth. So you might think that you can do the same thing for your needs in a month. and decide to make the Chodesh Mu'ubar. That's what Ula is claiming. They made the Chodesh Mu'ubar for the silly reason of needing fresh veggies. Says Rabbi, you might think that such a thing is mutter. Says Rabbi Bashmul, you might think such a thing is mutter. Talmud Lomer, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim Kazeh Re'eh V'Kadesh. This is the way you see the moon. This is the way you have to go be Mekadesh the moon. You can't go playing games with the moon and say, well, we'd like the month to be a little longer so we can have better vegetables for Yom Tov. Ridiculous. So, I mean, how does this play out? Omar Rava Lokasha. Kan la abro, kan le kacho. Rava's shita is like Rav Mati's shita. It depends. Kazera eve kadesh. You're talking about la abro.
Meaning to ignore what you see.
Okay, that you can do. You can allow the month to get a little longer. So that they did. When Rava was starting, or Rava Rashmul was starting, he was talking about to be Makadesh the 30th day to make it chotzer without having seen the moon. That's a whole different thing. Kazera eve kadesh. You gotta see it in order to go ahead and be Makadesh. But you can't arbitrarily make a month chaser. So therefore, Ula wasn't saying they made it chaser. Ula was saying they made it longer. In other words, they ignored the new moon, and they allowed the month to be a bit longer. So therefore, we don't have a problem. Okay, that's one approach. Lachitam, according to this approach, the way that we have to read Rabbi Bar Shmuel is as follows. You might think that in the same way we're allowed to let the month be the year be an extra month long, and we're allowed to let a month be an extra day long, you might think that we can make the month a day shorter, in order to avoid problems like this. Therefore, Talmud Lomar, HaChodesh is Alachem, Kazeh Re'eh V'Kadesh. And don't think that's so crazy. I mean, we have another example of exactly that distinction. Ki'odeh Amr Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Me'aymim ala Eidim, ala Chodesh Shinere Bizmanu la'abro. If Eidim come in on the 30th day, and they have seen the moon, we can mess them up so that they don't know if they're coming or going. By that time, they don't even know if that was the moon. Or maybe it was a TV set in the sky. Because if we don't want their Eidus, and we want the month to be Mu'ubar, so just drive them absolutely bananas till they're scared to say anything. That you can do. But ein ma'aymim ala edim ala chodesh shelo nir'eh bizmano lekatsho. But you cannot do the opposite. You cannot go ahead and be ma'ayim on the edim to get them to say that the TV set in the sky, that they saw it. If they didn't see it,
only a paper moon.
Nobody comes in the first place. There's not even anybody
behind. Yeah, it gets worse. Wait, just wait. Amy, is that true though? For Shalach lay Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya l'Rabbi Ami. Didn't Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya send a message to Rabbi Ami? Now this is very strange because Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya l'chora was the son of Rabbi Gamliel, who was the son of Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya. And therefore, he certainly could not have been sending messages to Rav Ami and talking about Rav Yochanan and Rav Shlokish and so on, because he was before that. So this can't be him, okay? So it's got to be a grandson, or some say great-grandson of him, so that the Hillel, who was the son of Rav Yehuda Nesiya, is not the Hillel that people identify as Rav Yehuda Nesiya, the first. You know which one is buried in Zippori?
According to Rambam, the hill of that 14th generation.
But do you know who's buried in Zippori in your neighborhood?
So it makes more sense to me to say that it's Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya, the grandson of the time in Zippori.
But not Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya, the father of the calendar.
But much later.
Of Hillel.
Right. He was much later,
according to that. Okay, in any event, getting back to this. No, that's Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, not to be confused, Nesiya. Hanasi is a Tana, Nesiya is an Amir. Generations later, we're talking about here. So, he sent a message to Rabbi Ami. I just want you to know, Haviyodim, Shekol Yom Avshu Rabbi Yochanan, Ayam Alam Deinu. All Rabbi Yochanan's life, which is mashma that there was no machlokas about this issue, there was never any discussion about it, and he used to teach Halacha L'maisa, Ma'aymim Ala Yedim, Ala Kodesh, Shalom Nireh Bizman Alakacho, Afa Pi Shalom Ra'u. Yomru Rainu, that even though they haven't seen the Kodesh, they should report that they did see the Kodesh, which apparently sounds like we need that in order to go ahead and to be Mekadesh the Kodesh, which anyway is crazy. What do we need them for? If we need to be Mekadesh the Kodesh, we certainly don't need to have some fake testimony to that fact. We'll go ahead and we'll be Mekadesh the Kodesh. Right? All right, so there's a lot of different approaches. What could this possibly mean? By the way, I mean, one issue is there in fact an Isser of false testimony? I mean, if this is, you're going to be over on the Losana Breyecha, shocker. But we're telling them they should do an Issa D'Oraisa. So there's some who learn that it says Losana Breyecha. It's only to your friend. You're not being made against your friend. The moon isn't your friend. So what's the difference? It doesn't make any difference. This, who was being followed by a moon shadow, you understand? I mean, you start this kind of stuff. You don't get away. So the Rambam's explanation is much better. He understands the issues like this. We already know what it is that we have to do. We know what we have to do, and what happened is, in the first case, witnesses come to mess us up. Because we've already been ma'abra the Kodesh. It's the Rambam Lashitaso, who holds that we would retroactively make the Kodesh chaser when the witnesses show up. So here we are, having made royal fools of ourselves, made a big se'uda for the Sunas HaKodesh. Boy, you make a big mistake today. You're always returning. That's the problem. It's like I stopped smoking a million times. So we have over here a big problem. What do we do with these Aiden? We mess them up till they don't know if they're coming in or going. That's why I'm in LA. We don't want. What do you mean?
The second day.
They've been traveling for 3 days to tell their wonderful testimony of us.
Why would anyone want to be an Aiden under those circumstances?
That's a good question, but the poor guys didn't know. We'll see later on. We take this into consideration later in this subject.
They came to be ma'aver, in other words, for the second.
They came to be ma'aver.
We end up getting them to say they saw the day before.
No. There's two cases. They came to be ma'aver. We fool them into not saying their testimony.
Oh, okay.
But then there are times when Enim come that they saw the moon, which was supposed to have been seen, and which, in fact, if it wasn't seen, creates a scene. Because everybody starts saying, oh, the Rabbanan are making it up. It wasn't really supposed to be seen on that day. Nobody saw it on that day. We'll see that we're very concerned for people's response to what Beis Din is doing, because they have this feeling that the rabbis do whatever they want when it comes to the calendar and so on. So, Mamela, we would like to have testimony. These guys come in and they testify. They do not make it through the examination. Okay. So there's something wrong with their testimony.
No, we didn't do it.
We didn't do it. Of course not. They came to testify. Now, the problem is their aid has turned out not to be acceptable, either because there were contradictions, astronomical contradictions, and so on. What we do is we shut up the parts we don't mind. You didn't say that now, did you? Who, me? So that way we can end up being Mekayim their testimony, so that at least word gets around that it was true, that actually people did see the moon. They should have seen the moon, even if they hadn't seen the moon. Okay, so that's how he learns Ba'aymin, that Shalom Nirah B'zman HaLekacho. We certainly don't really need it Lekacho. We just need it as a smock that people won't think that we're playing games. Yeah. Okay, so now we've got a problem. So do we or do we not go ahead to be Metaken things, or do we leave them and not be Metaken things? It says we have Rabba Bar Shmuel, who brings a brisa that says that it's not up to you to be able to play these games. Rava says, well, it depends. It's up to you to play the games to let it be longer. So Ula's not a problem. But it's not up to you to make it shorter. But then what do you do about the fact that it says over here that you can even make it shorter? Omer Abaya, therefore Abaya says, look, it's not really a problem. Ha b'nisan v'tishrei v'ha b'shar yarfin. If you're talking about the months of Nisan v'tishrei, okay, so over there we've got the problems of working out the Moadim, that we've got the same issues that we got to take care of, veggies, the seasons, all of the things we worry about for the Moadim. So there it's important. But on the other months, that's what it's referring to over here. Don't play games with the other months. But in Afinami, Nisan and Tishrei, you can play games with. Rava says, the Tani Rabba Bashuol is true. And it applies to all the months. And you'll say, so then how do you explain the whole thing with Ula? It's a Machlokas Tanoim. This is the sheet of the Acherim. The Tani Acherim, Aymrik. Ein bein atzeret la atzeret, ve ein bein Rosh Hashanah la Rosh Hashanah, ela arba'a yamim bilvad. Remember that the year being 354 days, approximately, divides perfectly well by 7 into 350, right? But there's that 4 days left over. The 4 day left over is now going to end up making 4 days different from one year to the next, right? From one Rosh Hashanah to the next. So therefore, what we've got to worry about is really only the 4 days between one year and the next year. So add four to the day that it was Chal. If it's on a Sunday, then it'll be a Thursday, so on and so forth. But what that means is that there's no variations in the year. The year is precisely 6 months of 29 days and 6 months of 30 days. Because otherwise, we have years that are longer and we have years that are shorter. And depending on what year it was, whether it was a year that was Chaser, a year that was Mole, or a year that was Kisidron, we have a difference of up to 2 days in the length of the lunar year, if we do just even the way we do it. Because in our calendar, theoretically, you could have even a bigger difference than that. If you're being Bekadosh Al Pi Ariyah. So according to the Acherim, every year is exactly the same, 354 days, 6 months of 29 days, 6 months of 30 days, and therefore you never have to worry because you always simply add 4 days. So you'll say, wait, boy, you're sure going to get messed up fast because you're going to go out of sync with a year that's got really the, that's not a problem. When we add our month to get back into sync, we add a month that puts it off with one additional day also. Because it's always 29 days, and therefore, imay tashana mu'uberet, chamisha. Okay, now that doesn't really work, and the Gemara in Erechim points out that it doesn't work, because if you always make it 29 days, then you end up having the lunar solar year go out of kilter. But now, this is not the place for it.
We add on the 30 days.
What's that?
But we add on the 30 days.
That's, again, this is the Acherim. We don't paskin like the Acherim. Now, on the surface, what the Acherim are saying, and this is the Mashmos of the Gemara in Sanhedrin, is the Acherim are saying, not only that we don't play with the months, they're saying the most astounding thing, that there's no mitzvah l'kadosh al pi ariyah. Because they're saying, we really don't care about Bezdin. All we care about is to make sure we have 1 month Malek, 1 month cluster, I mean Asian. So Bezdin does that, whether they're eight in year or not. Therefore, it's irrelevant. The Riyah is going to be irrelevant. Because even if they come, we're not going to go ahead and make a Chodesh that's supposed to be Mole. We're certainly not going to go ahead and make a cluster. Now, that's pretty amazing. I mean, that means we have a Machlokas, but not Kotze, a la Kotze. It means that all of the dinim, okay, forget about the veggies. Forget about the problem of burying the dead that could happen on Yom Kippur. There are very serious issues that come up of Molei V'chaser, as we'll see later on, that have to do with the length of the year in terms of the Tkufa, making sure that the seasons match, and so on. Are they going to say that Echad Molei V'Echad Chaser, even when we're running out of kilter there? So the truth is that some want to say that there are basically three shittas, that indeed is what the Acherim hold, and that in our sugya, the Machlokas is only whether we deny the rights of a Bezdin to play games for silly things, relatively silly things, like the Yurekaya and Messiah. And indeed, we're Deiche. We don't do things for veggies and for the dead. I said, but we do. Of course, we have the luxury of a calendar that's Kavua. Again, it's another example. The Lo Adurosh may not be true because of the Yurekaya and the Messiah. And the truth is, there are Rishonim who suggest that Ula thought that was the reason, because the real reason we'll figure out later has to do with the Soda Ibor. That's to do with astronomical purposes, not with practical purposes. It has to do with Kufa purposes. And it's only because since we need to make an adjustment in the year at times, once we're making that adjustment, we'll make it work out for the Irakot of the Meitai. Ula thought that was the primary issue, which is why he said, see what a favor we're doing you, thinking that it wasn't necessary for the Cheshbon. So according to that, it would mean that the Acherim really don't hold on this. The Tesis HaRosh says, however, in Sanhedrin, that of course the Acherim don't mean we never make adjustments. They mean we don't make adjustments for anything other than requirements of the Tkufa. So when they said this, and the Gemara says over this, and they don't know of Mekachin Api Ariyah, what they meant was that it's a Derabbanan to do it that way. But that, of course, if you have a Tzerech for the Tkufa, obviously, the Rabbanan were not Mami Divrayan, not to be Mitzake in the year. According to this, it's really only two Shita. But in any event, according to the way we're explaining it now, Rava holds that there is a machlokes between the Acherim, according to whom Rabbah Bar Shmuel is saying that we will not make these changes, and the other sheet is that we brought that we'll make whatever darn changes please us, including Ma'ayim and Alayim and Baderech, whether to say they did see or they didn't see. And this is the Acher and Aimrim, Ein Ben Atzeret La Atzeret, Ein Ben Rosh Hashanah La Rosh Hashanah, El Arba Yamim, Im Hayta Shana Mu'uberet, Chamisha Yamim. If it's Chamisha Yamim, how many days is that extra month, gentlemen? 29. Because if it were 30, it would add two extra days that were not divisible by 7, right? First thing we want to do is knock out the weeks. Once we've knocked out, we've divided by 7, we now have the number of extra days. So if we would have had a 29-day month, so now we've knocked out 28 days with the 7s, and we're left with one extra day in the year, which makes knocks off the next year by one day. Now, for this next piece, you have to stay up, or you'll forever kick yourself. Rav Gimi min Ardo Masne Ipcha. Me'aymen aleinem alachodesh shalom nireh bizmano lekatsho. Ve'ein ma'aymen aleinem alachodesh nireh bizmano le'avro. He says the most amazing thing. That actually, it's the opposite. We will sometimes get Aiden to say what they didn't see, to be Makadish, but we will not be Ma'ayim where they did see something, to allow the Chodesh to be Mu'uber, my time. It's simply a matter of public relations. V'amirzik ishikra. If the moon was seen, and nobody reports it to Besdin, and we allow the month to be Mu'uber, there's tens of thousands of people out there that saw the moon. So what do you mean you're behind and all the angels? Other people were too lazy to come. So what are they going to say? What, are Besdin idiots? I saw it, and I was just on my way back from my roof. I wasn't even concentrating. And they're supposed to be making it their business. How did we allow the month to become Mu'uber when it was so obvious that there was a moon? So therefore, it's Michzik Ashikra. It looks like a lie. So that's going to be well known. But for somebody to say that something was seen when I didn't see it, I mean, okay, I didn't see it. I'm not such a great observer. They did see it, so and that's not Michzik Ashikra. So what we're allowed to do is only within the limits of what's Michzik Ashikra. And here we begin a very, very important sugya, which basically gives us all the fundamentals of the rest of the Masechta's name. Omar Shmuel, Yachilna v'takuni l'kula gola. Shmuel comes up with this statement, that I, if I wanted to, could be mitakein, basically the Moadim, for the entire gola. Now, what that's supposed to mean is not at all clear. Does that mean I could be mitakein for the entire gola, theoretically, if there wasn't the Besdin that was going and being mitakein? There are achronim, including the Brisker Rav, who's medayit for the whole sugya, that no, he's talking about bizman hari'iyah, but he could be metakeh. But this gives lead to a fantastic chiddush of the Chazon Ish, which lamaisa appears in earlier sforim as well, which is not very well known, that if you take a look at the Rambam, it's clear that there are two completely different dinim in Kiddush. The Chodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim of the Kazereik, the Kadesh, is one system of creating a calendar, Alpi Ariya. There is another valid system of creating a calendar, which is completely astronomical. So you Mekadesh Alpi astronomy, Alpi mathematics, and not Alpi a Bezdin. Says the Chazon Ish, what happens if you are in a location in which you are out of touch with Yerushalayim? So you basically don't have any Moadim except Mitzad HaSafek? No. The din over there is that you can create a local calendar. Amazing finish. So your local calendar, if you're out of touch with Yerushalayim, and Bethan cannot tell you that it's Rosh Chodesh, make your own calendar. And they're both valid calendars.
At the same time.
In different localities. Which is not so amazing, because... You are amazing. Right? This is not so amazing because Lamaise, if you think about it, every single Shabbos and Yontif cuts across a globe which has two different days going on at the same time because of the international dateline, correct? The international dateline is not a fiction. The international dateline is a necessary reality on a round planet. There's no way to avoid it. Some point or another is the day before or the day after. The question is where you're going to determine that that point is, but there's no way to avoid the reality of there being such a point. The question of whether what is the haskama of the international dateline, whether that is anything close to what really is the dateline, is a different issue, which we'll discuss later. But so what that means is there is no absolute Shabbos, there is no absolute Yontif. Shabbos and Yontif are always local phenomena. And the ruchnius of a Shabbos v'yontif is local. In other words, you relate to your Shabbos. People on the other side of the globe are relating to their Shabbos. That doesn't bother us. So why should it bother us that you could have a local calendar? Well, it doesn't bother us. Fine. So this would happen all the time. Once you decide somebody's on the other side of the international dateline, he's keeping Yom Kippur while you're eating. It's not so different than somebody where the sun sets an hour later, he's keeping Yom Kippur while you're eating. Fine.
Is this a swirl
to the world for you today? I don't know. It is, but it's not his luach. It's his estimate of the length of the tkufa, which is an estimate of the length of the solar year. But we'll get to that later. So Shmuel comes now, basically beating his chest. And I have the chaos to mathematically set up a calendar that will be completely reliable. Says Abba Avua the Rabbi Smaloi to Shmuel. Them's big words. Does the rabbi know how to explain the following brisa? Yoda Mar Hai Milta the Tanya B'Soda Ibur. There was a set of brisot that was called the Soda Ibur. Now we know that the astronomical data was kept as a sod. It was given over only to great Chachomim. And we find in the Torah that's called Yichach Batchem Uvinatchem Le'inei Amim. What is Chochmatchem Uvinatchem Le'inei Amim, says the Gemara? That you're able to make these astronomical calculations, which were way, way beyond the capacity of most people at the time of Kabbalah Satera. So this was given over now in early brises as hints. And therefore, what we read in a brisa, Soda Ibur, is extreme shorthand, which if you don't know exactly what you're talking about, makes absolutely no sense. So he asks now, says Abba Avuah the Rav Smaloi to Shmuel, can you explain this brisa? Nolad kodem chatzos or nolad acher chatzos? Go ahead, I dare you. Huh? Was born before chatzos or after chatzos? Go ahead. What does that mean? So he said, no, I actually don't know what that means. Lo, well, if that's the case, maybe if you don't know what that means, there may be millions of things that you don't know what they mean. So for you to say that you're such a big expert that you can do whatever you want, it may be biting off more than you can chew. Now, Kisalak Rabbi Zera Shalaklu, Rabbi Zera now came. He sent two Maimorites. One of them was. You've never heard the word Kiselag Rebbe Zera from Eretz Yisrael. That's like the first time that you've heard it.
I don't remember which direction.
From Eretz Yisrael. So he sent a message back when he went up to Eretz Yisrael. He sent a message with the following Maimorites. Shalaklu. Tzorech she'elayla v'yom min ha'chadash. First of all, I'm going to give you a new piece of information. Then I'm going to come to tell you what the real meaning was of the mysterious brayta of Soda Ibur that was being quoted by Abba Avuah the Rav Smaloi. So the first thing I'm telling you is that you need to have the first day of the month to be the entire night, and the day should be part of the new month after the Molad. But if the moon was still the old moon during the day, meaning including the night before, forget it. Today cannot be Rosh Chodesh. That's the first issue I'm telling you.
The old month.
It's still the old month. If any part of this 24-hour period was the of what you want to make Rosh Chodesh was part of the old month, no part of it could be Rosh Chodesh. Right. Well, that's a machlokas later on. We'll see whether it means from midnight or whether it means from Shkia to Shkia. That's a machlokas in the psukim, as we'll see. If you darshan mi erev ad erev, so then it's shkia to shkia. If you darshan from the pasuk about Pesach, then it's chatzos, as we'll see.
one day that the moon is not visible at all.
We'll see about that too. Yes, there certainly is. So now comes along Zerah to send a message about the secret brighter. And Zusha Amar Abba Avodarab Smaloi, you know what it was, what it really meant? Nolat Korim Chatzos. Mechashvin et Toldato. What we have to do is work out the Molat. Nolat Korim Chatzos v'yadua shenira samach l'shkiyat hachama. No Nolat Korim Chatzos v'yadua shalonira samach l'shkiyat hachama. So depend.
Okay, before you can continue, you have to listen to the astronomical introduction part 2, which discusses the Earth-Moon system. And this is available on the site, and it's clearly marked.
When Shmuel said, I could take care of the world, all right, he was attacked now by Abba, Avuah Rabbi Smaloi, who quoted him a very esoteric brayta, in which it says, Nolat Kodem Chatzos and Nolat Acha Chatzos. And he said, you know what that means. And Shmuel had to admit he doesn't have the slightest idea. At which point he told them, well, if you don't know what that means, who knows what else you don't know what it means. So forget about thumping your chest.
That makes a lot more sense now.
Right, okay. So then we got to the point where Abizera went up to Eretz Yisrael, and he sends back a very important message explaining, actually, the esoteria that Shmuel had been left with. But when he sends this message, he also tells us other things. And he tells us like this. Basically, three important things. Number one, he says, Sholach Lu. Number one, Tzarek Shehe Laila V'yom Min HaKadash. The first thing I want you to know is that the whatever it means, but that the day that you're going to make as Rosh Chodesh has to be entirely from the new moon. So you can't have the old moon visible at any point during that period. Let's assume that's what it means. Or maybe it means you can't have the old moon in existence. It can't be pre-Molad. That's not clear what he means. Okay, we're going to see that it's a machlokas basically between Rashi and the Balamor and an additional 16 different shitas. Quite literally. 18 different shitas explaining this sugya. We're only going to discuss the difference between Rashi's pshat and the Balamor's pshat. Okay? Yeah, unless you want to spend the rest of the year on it. So,
waiting when you go into instruction.
That's a point, you know. Maybe we could just keep at it. Just get it. Okay. So that's number one you got to know. Second thing I want you to know is like, Zusha Maraba Avuah Rabbi Smaloi. The esoteric words that he quoted to Shmuel, you know what they really mean? They mean like this. Mechashvin et toladeto. You have to work out the point at which the new moon was born. So, Nolat Kodem Chatzot. If it was born before Chatzot, and let's just, for simplification purposes, let's assume Rashi's pshat on this, okay? If it was born before Chatzot of the day, then that would mean that it's 6 hours old at the time of the setting of the sun, which means that it could be visible just before the sun slips beneath the horizon, so that it's still today, right? And then, biyadua shenira somoch l'shkiyat hachama. Then that means, not that it was seen, but that it's theoretically possible to be seen. Now this is Rashi's pshat, that it's theoretically possible to see the new moon 6 hours after the actual conjunction, the actual molat. And furthermore, what he's asserting over here is that not only is it possible to see it in the window of opportunity that opens up after the sun is beneath the horizon, but even when the sun is above the horizon, I'm fudging it a bit, because this depends on the shita of the Rabbeinu Tam about what Shkia is, okay? But if we call Shkia not what we call Shkia, and the Rabbeinu Tam holds that's still the middle of the day, so then the samuch of the Shkia Zachama would mean the horizon is still light, but the body of the sun isn't above the edge of the horizon. Then you'll be able to see the moon, a six-hour-old moon, you'll be able to see under the best viewing conditions today before the evening begins. And therefore, you will now have the Laila V'yom in HaKadash. By the way, in halakhic literature, this is 1800 hours, right? Because we start at the night, it's 00, not at 12. Night is 00, sunrise by definition is 0600, and what we're talking about over here, Chatzos Hayom, is by definition 1800 hours. That's how we measure it halakhically, and that's when you're looking at your. We have a 24-hour clock. The 24-hour clock is reset every single day, which is what you can take a look. You can take a look at your.
You think Shkia is 1800?
No. Chatzos. Chatzos Hayom is 1800 hours after dawn. Chatzos Halayla is 600.
Right.
Morning is 1200. 1800, and then 24 is the end of the day, basically.
24 is zero.
So now, and that's what when they give the number of hours and so on, they're always counting that type of clock. It's split into days, hours, and halakim. The halakim are a different base counting system that allows us to.
Not 24. Halakim are not 24.
No, halakim are 1/1080th of an hour. So to us, that's a little bit inconvenient, but to do calculations, it's actually quite convenient. So now, if the new moon was born before Chatzos, then it'll be 6 hours old right by the beginning of the next night, and you'll be able to see it. Small viewing opportunity right before sunset, in which case you now will have the next day, starting at its night, of course, at 00 hours, will be in the light of the new moon, except you won't be seeing it. But because the sun, it's already gone, yes, because it's already set. But at least it's in the theoretical light of the new moon. So now this day can be the first day of the next month. So these are two interrelated ma'amaria. Okay? L'may nafkamina, who cares? Being as we really don't need to know any of this, we just need to know whether it was or was not seen. Why do we need to know if it could be seen? What do you mean, nafkamina, amar Rav Ashi? Is like chushe sahade. We need to know whether it could be seen before we're ready to accept witnesses who claim to have seen it. Because we can be makhish, the witnesses, by the astronomical facts. So you have to know what the best possible, this is entirely theoretical. Nobody's ever seen the moon at 6 hours, but since given a theoretical optimum in viewing possibilities, which never happens, so we consider that to be the absolute minimum that you would need is these 6 hours. But if it's already after Chatzos, forget it. The moon is too young. No matter how good the viewing opportunities are, no matter how nice the angle is between the sun and the moon because of the difference of the ecliptic and the line of the moon's orbit, it's simply not enough light for you to be able to see during the window of opportunity of a few moments that you're going to have while the horizon is light. And it'll be already after the sun has set, and therefore forget it. You now no longer have the night and the next day, min al-chadash. Furthermore, Omer Reb Zera, Omer Reb Nachman, there's another thing that you need to know, which is esrim v'arba sha'ot michsei sira. For 24 hours around the time of the molad, the moon is invisible. Before the molad, it's invisible because it's too close to the sun. At the time of sunrise, so it's a small crescent that is coming up just before the sun, and it's going to be blacked out by the sun. And after the mullet is invisible, it's going to be too small to see after sunset. And therefore, for 24 hours is the time that it takes from the point that the moon starts to come into conjunction with the sun till the point at which it's further enough away from its conjunction. Visible, I'm talking about, that you can actually see its crescent. All right? Again, opposite facing crescents. This is Rashi's pshat, that it's a total of 24 hours. And here is where everybody gives up on Rashi and decides that he doesn't know what he's talking about. Lididan shit mi'atik avitman yisrei mi'chadata. To us here in Bavel, 6 hours of the old moon are what's invisible, and 18 hours of the new moon are invisible, whereas to them in Eretz Yisrael, it's the opposite. L'didhu shit michadata, to them in Eretz Yisrael, it's 6 hours of the new moon that's unavailable, and 18 hours of the old moon that's unavailable. Now, on the surface, the Rashi makes zero sense, okay? Because the difference between, Richard, the difference between the angle of the moon, if you're in Babel or you're in Eretz Yisrael, is the difference between being in Baltimore or in Cleveland. That's all, which is a difference of approximately a half an hour. So the sun will set and half an hour later in Cleveland than it will in Baltimore. There's a little bit, that's the difference. So to say that there's a big nafkamina between us, that it's 18 hours, I mean, it's ridiculous. That's the first thing. No matter what shot you say, it seems to be crazy. Furthermore, the other reason that it's crazy is Rashi talks about the moon being more visible. Now, let's pretend that he's talking about all circumstances, which is why it's crazy. Rashi points out like this. If you're closer to the west, then your sunset is going to be coming later, right? Because you're behind. If you're closer to the east, then your sunrise is going to be coming earlier, right?
Sunset or sunrise?
Both, but what we want to talk about is where you see the new moon and where you see the old moon. Therefore, says Rashi, because of the fact that the old moon is always seen at sunrise, the last time you're going to be able to see it, and the new moon is only seen by sunset, which is the last time, the first time that you're going to be able to see it. So therefore, of course, if you're closer to the west, so then the moon will be older at sunset, and if you're closer to the east, the moon will be less old at sunrise, and therefore you've got a better chance of seeing it, which explains why if you're to the east in Babel, then it's going to be 18 hours. That's you're going to be able to see the it's going to take 18 hours until you're able to see the new moon, but you could see the old moon. Of course, the old moon, you're all the way out there in the east. Of course, you could see the old moon for 18 hours. What? This is crazy. You're talking about 36 minutes of difference. And Rashi's turned that into 18 hours difference in Babel. So what in the world is he talking about? Not to mention the fact that obviously to say from the, where was the Mola? I forgot to say. What are you saying from the Mola? The Mola could have been in the middle of China, or the Mola could have been, I mean, the Mola is the same time anywhere on earth, but where exactly would be the spot on the earth that would be watching the shadow if there actually had been an eclipse? That's what you got to know, is where the Mola takes place. Well, how can you talk about the Mola as if it's an event in Eretz Yisrael and an event in Babel? And it matters whether it's before Chatzos or after Chatzos. Nobody has the slightest idea what Rashi could be talking about. It seems to be absolutely silly. He makes everything local. Okay? Therefore, after the Achronim were Tereach to try to figure out the Pshat in Rashi, no matter what you say, it's a given that Rashi has to be talking about an Ukimta. He can't be talking about a universal phenomenon no matter where the Molad was. No matter what time the Molad was in terms of the local time in Eretz Yisrael or in Babel, that's ridiculous. So therefore, if you say, look, Rashi's not crazy, he knows exactly what he's talking about, then you have to make, Richard, please, this is your life. One day you will be sailing in eternity, and then you'll want to know all of this.
What day it is?
Well, the news. The hourly news is on.
So, now what happened before Richie so rudely interrupted?
Said Rashi not crazy.
So therefore, Rashi has got to be talking about a simplified case, which the words all fit into perfectly. And what would that be? That would be that not only are we measuring the Chatzos in terms of the local time, but we're talking about a molad that actually took place at that location. Okay? So now what's going to happen is this. What Rashi is saying is, it takes a minimum of 6 hours to be able to have the theoretical possibility of seeing the moon. Now that's true whether it's 6 hours before conjunction or 6 hours after conjunction. In other words, to see the old moon, it's got to be 6 hours away from the point of where it's going to be directly across the sun. And if it's not, then it's too close to the sun for me to see it at sunrise. It's basically coming up together with the sun. So there's that whole blanked out period that for all intents and purposes, if you're on the earth, you're not going to be able to see the moon. And that's the period where the moon's getting very close to the sun from the previous month, and the period where it's pulling away from the sun for the next month. Fine. Very nice. Given that information, you now have the following very simple pshat in the Gemara. If the mola takes place directly above Yerushalayim, and it's immediately before Chatzot, then that means that by the time sunset comes around, it will be possible for me, theoretically, to be able to see that six-hour-old moon. But now let's think about, and what happened in Babel? In Babel, it was 36 minutes later, already, because Babel is to the east, which means that in Babel, the mola took place after Chatzos, which means that when sunset comes, the moon isn't old enough for somebody in Babel to see it. He misses it by a few minutes. Therefore, says Rashi, he's going to have to wait. He in Babel is going to have to wait another till the next possible time. When is the next possible time? 12 hours later, sunrise, exactly. By that time, the moon is 18 hours old. Oh, an 18-hour-old moon is big enough for me to be able to see even around sunrise under optimum conditions, even though the sun is above the horizon. And I'm going to have a problem because the horizon is bright, but if the moon is far enough away at an angle, it won't be blanked out. So theoretically, I could see it. Therefore, 18 hours is going to be missed by those poor folks that are just a couple of minutes to the east of you. And the difference, of course, when it comes to the old moon is exactly the opposite. So that varies as to them, the old moon is going to be available, but the new moon won't be available to us. It's the other way around. And therefore we have a special case that is now being taken just to allow us to recognize what is going on in the sky. And from it, of course, we can extrapolate to other cases. But given a simplified case, it's exactly noon. Immediately before noon, you're sitting in Yerushalayim. The mullet has just taken place. There's been an eclipse of the sun. There hasn't really been, because we're talking about optimum conditions, so it's really 5 degrees out of the way. But there would have been an eclipse of the sun somewhere out there. And this would be the fact. If you miss it by 1 minute, it's too late. So if you're in Babel, you're 36 minutes too late. Sorry. And the opposite would be true. They could still see the old moon. For me, it was already too late because I was 36 minutes late to see the old moon at sunrise. So for me, I needed to see it only at the sunset before. Same exact thing in the inverse. Okay? Simple pshat, except that it's not true in terms of the physical ability to. But given Rashi's assumptions that 6 hours is all that you need for some kind of theoretical view, so then everything adds up. There's nothing that's internally inconsistent or that's inconsistent because of its non-universality. Everything makes perfectly good sense.
So he's created like an artificial case in order to understand.
No, okay. Yeah, the Gemara does this all the time. Yeah, you create a new kimta. Here's a simplified case. Take this case. Now extrapolate to wherever you really are and how old the moon really will be. So that, of course, there's no such rule now.
Which most people to say, that can't happen. Like, well, come on.
No, this could certainly happen.
You know, I understand. Yeah. Like, it just as a general rule, tomorrow people say,
say that in every laboratory. Yeah, they gave the mice so much nicotine, that can't happen. You're right, it can't happen. But we extrapolate from there that nicotine is not very good for your lungs. You say, I never would possibly smoke that much. You'd have to smoke 1,000 packs a day to get as much as that the mouse got. I mean, but this is the way the testing is done. To extrapolate, you create artificial conditions, now you extrapolate from them. Okay. So that's basically what has happened. Now, an example, and this is very, very important because I believe it solves a lot of the problems of the Masechta. I've showed you before a number of examples in which the calendar artificially incorporated dinim that the Gemara basically has rejected in real terms, possibly. Let's say, Lo Adu Rosh. We might have rejected that, although it's a machlokes, but at the time of the Re'iyah, we might have not been concerned for Yerikaya, Mesaya, and so on, right? The calendar, however, is. There is another part of the calendar, part of today's daf, which is based on this Gemara, even though the application, the calendaric application, really doesn't make that much sense. And that is based on this mimer of Rebbe Zeira. Since Rebbe Zeira said that if the moon was born after Chatzos, then you cannot count the next night from the Chodesh, we have what is known as the Molad Zaken, which means the Molad was born when its daddy was too old, its daddy being the day. So it didn't get a chance to have a parent long enough before it died. That's called a molad zaken. What's the problem with molad zaken in real terms? Absolutely none. In the sense that we are not really in our calendar trying to look for real viewing conditions, nor do we paskin like this Rashi to consider the 6 hours to be meaningful of that day to be the viewing conditions, and yet that's a rekoved in the calendar. If the molad comes out less than 6 hours, meaning if it comes out after 1800 hours on the day before, Chatzos Hayom, then we have to push off the day of Rosh Chodesh. Because we don't consider it to be Min HaChodesh, okay? Molad Zaken. The problems that Molad Zaken causes in the case of Tishrei are enormous. Because since there's also the Kalal of Lo Adu Rosh, the Molad Zaken can end up pushing your things off by 48 hours. Because even though I would like to make the next day Rosh Chodesh, I can't. Because now the next day is going to be a Sunday. The next day is going to be a Wednesday. The next day is going to be a Friday. So now I need to push it off by 2 days because of Molad Zaken. That's the type of problems you run into and the type of oversimplifications that end up being stuck into the character, into the calendar. All right? There's also a number of fudges that need to be put into the calendar in order to avoid problems that will come up. So they sound very artificial. They're just fudges. So we'll get to them. But so far we've got a nice, interesting pshat in the Gemara. Let's take Rashi's pshat for now. Tomorrow we'll have a ball doing the Balamora's pshat. But let's continue. Huh? What do you say? Are you giving up? We're going to be a lot behind? Never.
The question is, should we spend more time in this blood if we're making some precedent with what? Like an ellipse?
Is there a way we can do more of the reading towards the first part of the Shem Nation?
Not in this stuff. It never happened before in the past 7 years until we had Rosh Hashanah last time. Let's not worry about it. It happened once. That's all. There's no way for us to avoid it because the Gemara makes, if you want to really have an understanding of the Gemara, you need it to understand it. So. Otherwise, you go away. And a month from now, you wouldn't remember a darn thing. It would just be numbers and arbitrary things and so on. Now you'll have a tefisa. You'll walk outside tonight and you'll look up and you'll see the Mela. And you'll say, wow, I know exactly why it looks like that. And the next time you go out for Kiddush HaKodesh, you won't stand up looking all around the sky like a temple who has no idea where the moon ought to be. You know, you see people looking all the way, they're going to be looking to the east in order to see the new moon, you know. And there they go, is it over there? As if it could be over there. And instead, you'll say, I know exactly where I expect that moon to be. And you'll actually see it.
Depending on the time
of year. All right, so let's try to do now a reading of this next daf. We'll try to do it. It's an easy daf. We'll do it quickly, and that way we won't have to worry about all these introductions.